This is Dr. Oliver, dictating on Pedro Montañez. The last name is M, like in Mike, O like in Oscar, N like in November, T like in Tango, A like in Alpha, N like in November, E like in Echo, Z like in Zulu. The first name, Pedro, P-E-D-R-O. This is a follow-up appointment for this 66-year-old Hispanic male that has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension. The arterial hypertension has been controlled with the medications that we mentioned before, clonidine, metoprolol, losartan, and amlodipine. Period. No, following number. The patient had severe hyperlipidemia. He was encouraged to take Crestor. This time, since this is a 2-week appointment, we didn't repeat that blood work. That will be repeated the next visit. Following number, the patient has a history of seizures that are no longer present. Following number, he had eczematous dermatitis that was in the right elbow and in the back of the right leg. We ordered a sedimentation rate was 6, a C-reactive protein 6.5, which is within a normal range. This patient improved, and the only change was the change in the lifestyle. He went into my plant-based diet with low sodium, and he has lost more than 9 pounds in a couple of weeks. Feels much better, and the eczematous changes that he had in that area have improved. The white blood cell count, the gram stain, and the culture were negative. Following number, the patient has a history of gout that has not been active. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, Barrett's esophagus on PCI. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease on CPAP. Following number, BPH on tansulosin. Following number, overweight. The patient has changed the BMI that is trending down. Reevaluation in 6 months with laboratory workup. I invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 5 minutes.